Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. This live edition of Free Talk Live, it's Mark with you.
Hey, I'm Ian.
I know. We're changing things
you
up.
You wanted to change things up today. I'm so excited about it.
Yeah, you can just sit over there and do nothing like me.
You feeling hey, I got your advertising ready and everything. Are you feeling adventurous?
I guess. I mean, I thought I'd let you sit in the passenger seat this evening. You never get to do that.
Oh, thanks.
Yep. So, and, you know, we don't have a small contingent of conspiracy theorists that listen to the show, so they may read something into it. I thought that'd be fun, too.
Well, okay, possibly. I guess they would like to read things into whatever.
Nothing to read into it. 855-450-3733.
Yeah, it's a live show here on Sunday night, and we'll take your calls about anything. We've got Skype, too, right? Although there was going to be a guest, and maybe he'll show up.
We'll see.
We probably shouldn't say who, because then it could disappoint, right, if we announce.
I'll get him at some point.
All right, good. Somebody we haven't had as a guest on the show, but it would be pretty cool, Ed Snowden. I've got a story here where he has now written an article for the New York Times. And, you know, I kind of feel like if Ed Snowden has something to say, we should probably listen to what he has to say.
Yeah, I don't think enough people really pay enough attention, frankly. I mean, the guy's, in my opinion, a hero. He has had a real effect on the United States and the world, frankly, just showing how the NSA was breaking the law.
Well, in this case, I wanted to share this article here, and it was actually just right after I was talking about him. I guess it came out before I mentioned him to Bernie Sanders yesterday. We talked about that on last night's show. You can go and see the video at freekeen.com, where myself and Chris Cantwell and Daryl Perry confront Bernie Sanders. And one of the questions I asked was about Edward Snowden, because I think the guy is a hero, and he feels like he's had an impact. And that's kind of, it's, to some extent, there's some reflections from Edward here in this story at the New York Times.
Did you see the John Oliver interview with him from, last week? Tonight?
No, but I read about it.
Yeah, well, you'd have to kind of see it. And in it, he kind of showed Snowden
that people didn't know who he was.
That people really just didn't know exactly who he was. And it's got to be kind of tough, but you see, I've got this theory that the vast majority of people don't matter. That really, it's just a few people that matter in certain areas that can make change.
That's true. I mean, people have said, I'm sure I'm paraphrasing poorly, but, you know, no changes were made without a very small, dedicated minority of people that were pushing for those changes.
Right. I mean, there's all kinds of changes that have occurred, say, in computers. I remember, this is a real amateur talking here. I remember when computers went from, 286, 386, like, maybe there was a 486.
There was.
Do you remember this? Yeah. And then, all of a sudden, we're talking about megahertz, and we're not talking about 86s anymore.
That's true.
And, you know, for me, I assume that something changed there that I don't understand. No one asked me, and if they would have asked me, they would have got a really stupid opinion. This is one of the reasons I don't think democracy really works, because we ask ignoramuses, and that's what I am about computers. We ask ignoramuses about how the government should work, and they really don't have any business answering the question, but they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they go to the polls and they say, which one of these sociopaths should we pick? Oh, I like this guy, or I like that guy, for this inconsequential stupid reason, or that inconsequential stupid reason.
I like his hair.
I've heard
he's handsome.
I've heard it. She's
a woman.
Right, right. Gender, melanin in your skin. I mean, a variety of things have been the reason that people have said that they voted for people, and it's frightening, frankly. Mm. It would be as frightening as if you put me in charge of computational advancements in the world. I mean, that would be a ridiculous thing to do.
Well, I mean, also another example of what you're talking about here with most people not mattering in general, Most people are going along to get along. What is it that they, whoever they is, they have said about the American Revolution is that it was bought by a very small portion of people. There were a certain another portion of people who were supporting the people who were fighting it. But the vast majority of people, there was like 30% who supported the king, and then the rest of them were just sort of floating out there. You know, just go along with whoever takes control.
Probably of those 30% that were supporting the king, it was a small percentage of people that were willing to fight.
To fight for the king, or die for the king. Sure.
Fight and die for the king, and then there was a percentage who were like, I think that we're Englishmen, mm-hmm. you know, and those kind of things. So, I mean, it's really spanned the gamut. There's the Nathan Hale quote, my only regret is I have but one life to give for my country. For God's sakes, that shows a dedication. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was a Nathan Hale on the other side. Now we can look at the bell curve of how people felt in that time frame, and you can say that in the bell curve, The top portion is most people just didn't care because not that many things really changed for them. Their life wasn't that much better under the new government. It really wasn't any big deal.
Well, fast forward to today, where we've got the Free State Project. And as we've discussed a myriad of times, the idea is to move libertarians who love freedom, get them into the same geographic area so our activism can be more effective, so we can have a larger concentration of people who believe that you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't aggress against or defraud somebody. Getting those people together, we've already proven, has had an effect. And we've also seen the counter effect to that, like Stop Free Keen, the local hate group of people who just are so vitriolic and so nasty towards the liberty activists here. Those are the people who are on the other side. But even of those people, only a portion of them are willing to actually do something besides bitch on Facebook.
Not much more than that, even the ones that are most dedicated, right? You don't have a counterpart. You and the amazing sort of super
activist. I don't
know.
Activist. Boston Strong is pretty bad. He's a pretty badass activist.
He's an a-hole.
So is Chris Cantwell.
He's not doing anything, though. All he does is go out and wash off people's... what is the most consequential thing he has done? Except
he has washed a lot of chalk off the ground.
He's washed a lot of people's chalkings off the ground. I mean, he doesn't actually do anything.
Well, that's a lot of things, I think. I mean, there's a lot of time and effort that he has put into that.
Hold on. This is one of the activist problems I have. Your time and effort is crap, okay? What you need to do is good activism.
I'm not saying it's good activism.
But that's the point I'm trying to make.
I'm just saying he's the
best
activist. But he's the best they've got.
I understand that. Right. Just because you're active doesn't make you good. And that's all I'm trying to say. This is something I've been trying to pound through your head for a decade. And, you know, now I've got one on the other side. I'm going to complain about him, too. If he did good activism, then I'd be happy to say, wow, that guy's pretty effective.
I wasn't saying his activism was good. I was only identifying that he is an activist on the side of the state. And he has been very dedicated to that activism. Now,
he's not on the side of the state. That's just true. Against you.
You're right about that, because he's actually fairly disobedient. This is some of his other good activism. He's done some civil disobedience. He's ignored a judge's order. He has now actually ignored an order to appear at court for there's a guy here in town, JP. He works with Keen Cop Block. And he took this guy, Boston Strong, who is one of the haters in town, he took him to court for honking his horn, laying on his horn, Boston, when he would drive by JP's house and the studio here.
Waking up his kids.
Lay on his horn at like 4 in the afternoon, waking up his kids from a nap. And so JP took him to court over that, got an order written prohibiting him from honking his horn. That dude was honking his horn just days after this order was written, so in clear violation of the judge's orders, and then he gets a subpoena to show up, or not subpoena, but a court order saying, you got to be in court on this day and this time, because JP was filing a motion to impose basically a contempt on Boston because he was ignoring the orders. Dude didn't even show up to court.
Yeah, somebody knows.
Yeah, and the other day we saw him driving with, when he came out here, it was actually during the show, he rolls up and grabs a bucket of water out of the back of his Subaru or Volvo or whatever, tosses the bucket of water in the street right out here, right out in front of the LRN.FM studio. He wasn't wearing any shoes. It's illegal to drive without shoes on. So he is just civil disobedience all around. I mean, I got some respect for this guy,
I have none. Can we talk about Edward Snowden?
Yeah, we can absolutely talk about Edward Snowden. He, of course, is writing for the New York Times. The headline is Edward Snowden, : the world says no to surveillance.
Edward Snowden, : what are you saying about him?
We're going to come back with more here in moments. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. If you want to join us here, what do you want to talk about? People not mattering is what Mark said earlier here. Do most people not matter?
Well, you can matter if you want.
That's
you
true.
Have to want it.
It's up to you.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Attention business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Thank you.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. This live edition of Free Talk Live, it's me, Mark.
I'm Ian.
855-450-FREE. You know, I want to tell you about Quantum Vibe. It's the Liberty-themed epic sci-fi webcomic story. And it's concluded. But the Volume 3, the hardbound, you know, sort of dead tree version of it is going to be available from booksellers starting in late June. But advanced autographed copies can be purchased directly from Big Head Press starting Wednesday at the upcoming Porcupine Freedom Festival, where we will be here just in, I think it's 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. So
the countdown has begun.
Stop by Site 27. Free Talk Live will be up in the media room. But I'm going to get mine. I'm excited. I love having these Quantum Vibe, and this will complete my set. But Quantum Vibe Venus 23 is launching. So this is just another series inside the same universe. It's going to be online June 8th. So that's tomorrow, in an all-new story set in the same fictional universe with new characters and some familiar ones. You can check it out starting tomorrow, quantumvibe.com. There's a link at quantumvibe.com for Big Head Press's site, and you can go there and get a lot of past Liberty content that's available there. Quantumvibe.com.
So I'm going to make a correction, Mark. We had Derek J. Freeman come in here during the break and inform us. He actually had done the research after originally having made something similar to the claim I made earlier about it being illegal to drive without shoes on. And apparently he says it's legal in all 50 states. So I got to take some civil disobedience points away from Boston Strong on that one.
You know, somebody
had me going.
Somebody who was driving around in their car listening to Free Talk Live with their shoes off going,
what?
I've been all this time? Really?
So, we're going to talk about Edward Snowden. You want to jump into that?
No, I want to talk about my wife real quick. So
right,
when
sure.
I first met her, she had this habit of slipping off her Birkenstocks and putting her foot up on the dash of the car.
While driving?
No, she would do this while as a passenger. Right?
Okay.
She just put her knee up while driving as a driver.
Ah, okay.
She'd put her feet right up on the dash. And, you know, I've always had kind of snazzy cars. You remember,
felt like that was beneath you.
You remember back in the day. And, I could see her toe touching my...
So this was before the PT Cruiser.
Windshield, yeah. The PT Cruiser I got...
That was not snazzy.
No, I got that because it was the... it had the biggest back seat. Hmm. Of any convertible that I could find.
Oh, okay.
And that way I could have Jack in the back while,
right.
So
you had it her over her feet on the dash?
I let her know that, you know, if she was going to put her feet up, that's one thing, but not to touch my windshield. Just no.
On the dash, okay, windshield.
I can show her the little your fingerprint.
Yeah.
Yeah, your toe has them too.
Mm-hmm.
I can show her the little ridges and I'm like, no. No, this just isn't going to work for me.
And she married you anyway.
Yeah, she's a nice lady. She's much nicer than I am.
You want to talk about Ed Snowden?
Yep.
All right, Moscow, 2 years ago today. This is Ed writing this op-ed for the New York Times. Three journalists and I worked nervously in a Hong Kong hotel room, waiting to see how the world would react to the revelation that the National Security Agency had been making records of nearly every phone call in the United States.
If you get a chance to see the documentary Citizen 4,
it's really good.
I saw it. So my feeling on it was this was a really good YouTube video.
Oh, it wasn't very high budget? Is that what you mean?
It was, no. I mean, there just wasn't... It's really
like on the level of Derek J's victimless crime spree kind of quality.
It was, I think that kind of quality, but there wasn't as much action, right?
Well, yeah,
and because it was more interview style. So,
much action can you get out of a tech geek who's releasing data?
Right, I understand.
So
I'm just saying, take the time to watch it on, say Netflix or Amazon or YouTube or something like that. I got to see it the last day it was being shown in Sarasota at Burns Court. And I don't feel like my money was wasted by any stretch. I wanted these people to have my money for having released it, in theaters. But at the same time, just saying, it's worthy of sitting down and watching.
It covers that portion, right? Like the waiting and the escape from the U.S. and all of that, the whole thing.
I don't know about the escape from the U.S. Okay. He was in Hong Kong, most of it.
In the days that followed, those journalists and others published documents revealing that Democratic governments had been monitoring the private activities of ordinary citizens who had done nothing wrong. Within days, the United States government responded by bringing charges against me under World War I era espionage laws.
Yeah.
The journalists were advised by lawyers that they risk arrest or subpoena if they returned to the United States. Politicians raced to condemn our efforts as un-American, even treasonous.
Yeah, they're always saying stuff like that.
Privately.
If a politician isn't accusing somebody of treason, I don't know what we're going to do.
There were moments when I worried that we might have put our privileged lives at risk for nothing, that the public would react with indifference or practiced cynicism to the revelations.
Now, when he says his privileged life, he's not lying. He was making good money.
$200,000 a year.
Yep.
Living in Hawaii.
A beautiful girlfriend.
Pretty lady. Yeah.
I mean, you know, he was living the life. He gave that up because he believed that your personal privacy was important.
Going on here, he says, never have I been so grateful to have been so wrong. 2 years on, the difference is profound. In a single month, the NSA's invasive call tracking program was declared unlawful by the courts and disowned by Congress after a White House-appointed oversight board investigation found that this program had not stopped a single terrorist attack. Even the president, who once defended its propriety and criticized its disclosure, has now ordered it terminated. This is the power of an informed public. Ending the mass surveillance of private phone calls under the Patriot Act is a historic victory for the rights of every citizen, but it is only the latest product of a change in global awareness. Since 2013, institutions across Europe have ruled similar laws and operations illegal and imposed new restrictions on future activities. Now, you know, he sounds like he's tooting these people's horn, the folks who are in these governments who are supposedly backtracking here and saying, wow, we're shocked by this, and this we shouldn't be doing that to our people. Well, remember, it was all a secret beforehand. None of these politicians necessarily knew about this. And now that it was brought out, then they've been caught with some of the pie on their face or whatever the right analogy.
The thing that you get in your faces.
Yeah, they got caught red-handed, and they didn't even know they were involved in this. So now they're putting on this big act for the upcoming election so they can make it look like, oh, Americans, I care about your privacy. All the while, it was all being done in secret, so I'm not yet convinced. And I'm glad Edward Snowden is seeing this as a positive. I'm not saying it's bad that all these politicians are saying these things, but I just don't believe that the politicians are going to somehow be able to wrest control over the NSA, this largely secretive organization that, as you pointed out, Mark, probably has files on all of these politicians. So I don't think really anything's going to change. It's just going to get shoved under the rug again.
Yeah, this is the problem with democracy, right? You've constantly got to be holding these rapacious sociopaths in check.
Well, that's a problem with all governmental structures with people with power over others.
I don't know that you have that. You can easily hold kings, monarchs, and autocrats in check.
Yeah,
they just kill you.
Toll-free number tonight. 855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-3733.
More Snowden coming up.
Skype, LRN.FM.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have you noticed that in a disaster, the store shelves are emptied? Don't panic. You don't have to be part of the fear and chaos if you have a supply of GoFoods. GoFoods can help you rest easy knowing your greatest dependency of food is covered. Call now to take advantage of our Freedom Packs or set up your food savings account. Call us at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 1-800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. I'm getting it wrong here. 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
Hi, I'm Ian.
Free Talk Live. We've been talking about this Ed Snowden situation, but...
We have, and we're going to get back into it here. He's got an article that he's written for the New York Times, and I want to continue that. But first, I want to know if you have ever been a victim of electronic pickpocketing. That is, you, the listener. If you know what it is, perhaps. If you don't, it is the ability of a thief who's got the right equipment, a scanner of some sort, that can read RFID chips that may exist on your debit and credit cards right from within your wallet. Unless, of course, you're using the wallet that will protect you from that. And there are a bunch of them available from IDStronghold.com. But they can scan these chips and use the information that they get from it to charge your credit cards, maybe even compromise your identity. You can now prevent that from happening with ID Stronghold. They've been making products to block electronic pickpocketing from happening to you since 2005. And some of their most loyal customers are military personnel that place a high value on personal security. Now, you can have that same protection in the form of great leather RFID blocking wallets made by ID Stronghold. That's right. All you need to do is switch your wallet for a quality leather wallet from ID Stronghold with built-in protection against electronic pickpocketing. Visit IDStronghold.com to see their huge selection of his and hers wallets. That's idstronghold.com and tell them Ian Freeman sent you.
Yeah, I'm actually at the site right now, and they do have a lot of different styles of wallets. I prefer a very small wallet. I don't like to sit on one of these things. And they've got mini wallets, passport products, men's and women's wallets, even little secure sleeves just for your cards in case you don't want to switch it out.
Oh, yeah, maybe your wallet. Right, maybe you just want to take the card, not the whole wallet, right? You just put the card in your pocket.
There you go.
So very cool stuff. New York Times, Edward Snowden, talking about how he feels like what he's done here, putting his life on the line to get information to the American people and to the rest of the world. He feels like it was worthwhile. He says that he was worried initially that he had put his life at risk for nothing, that the public would react with indifference or practice cynicism to the revelations. And he says, never have I been grateful to have been so wrong. He feels
grateful.
Yeah, he says that this is the power of an informed public. He's talking about how the NSA's invasive call tracking program has been declared unlawful by the courts, disowned by Congress. He says further, the United Nations declared mass surveillance an unambiguous violation of human rights. In Latin America, the efforts of citizens in Brazil led to the Marco Civil and Internet Bill of Rights, recognizing the critical role of informed citizens in correcting the excesses of government. The Council of Europe called for new laws to protect whistleblowers. Beyond the frontiers of law, he writes.
So I wonder why he can't just go over to Europe then. I mean, he's there in Moscow. It's just driving distance if he wants to.
The Council of Europe has called for new laws. That does not mean that the new laws have been written or have gone into effect.
Well, you know, here's one thing that I would imagine you could live. I would never want to be stuck someplace I didn't want to live, right? I mean, that's awful. It's basically.
I'd rather live in Moscow than in a cage.
Yeah, same here.
Right.
And, you know, I would think that things are probably pretty nice in Moscow, right? Like there's.
Unless you're gay.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah. But they've got, you know, all the modern amenities. Perhaps they don't have the same shopping opportunities mm-hmm. that we do have here in the United States. I think that what I've seen regarding the United States is that we really kick the world's butt on good shopping. You know, the things that you want to get. I'm just saying, that's all I got.
Okay.
You know, the rest of the world's pretty cool.
Beyond the frontiers of law, writes Snowden, progress has come even more quickly. Technologists have worked tirelessly to re-engineer the security of the devices that surround us, along with the language of the Internet itself. Secret flaws in critical infrastructure that had been exploited by governments to facilitate mass surveillance have been detected and corrected. Basic technical safeguards such as encryption, once considered esoteric and unnecessary, are now enabled by default in the products of pioneering companies like Apple, ensuring that even if your phone is stolen, your private life remains private. Such structural technological changes can ensure access to basic privacies beyond borders, insulating ordinary citizens from the arbitrary passage of anti-privacy laws, such as those now descending upon Russia. And that is a concern here, as we were discussing recently on Free Talk Live, this idea that the government could now claim, they have apparently in some cases, that by deleting evidence, like your browser history, that you are covering up, you're essentially obstructing justice. And so they are going after people for this.
That's
very scary. That was something we talked about Friday night, and you weren't here for that.
But crazy.
Yeah, essentially, there are prosecutors out there saying that by deleting your browsing history, even if you did it without knowing that you were necessarily under investigation. So if you did it and you knew that you were under investigation, that's bad, according to them. But even if you didn't know you were under investigation, then that's apparently obstructing justice as well. So the governments of the world are going to lash out at this. They are mad, right?
Like that's what their job is. Their job is to govern. They're not the freedoms of the world.
Right.
They're the opposite of that.
And that's why they got so upset when Google and Apple announced this new encryption technology that was sort of being enabled by default. They're freaking out about this.
Imagine why they're upset. The only reason governments are upset about Google and Yahoo and Apple and whoever announcing encryption is because they want to look at the things that you say, things that politicians are saying, the things that judges are saying. They want to be able to hold the sword of Damocles over your head.
Well, they're going to strike out as much as they possibly can, like a dying dinosaur thrashing in the tar pits of history. The government will lash out and slice up whatever they possibly can on the way to oblivion.
I don't know that there are any dinosaurs in the tar pits, the La Brea tar pits.
It was an analogy, Mark.
A crappy one.
It was a visual
all
description.
The paleontologists and even amateur paleontologists out there are like, what?
Okay, I'm sure we have a large contingent of paleontologists listening to Free Talk Live right now, but for everybody else, they knew what I was
saying. There's bound to be a dinosaur in some tar pit somewhere.
But did you get the analogy? That's what the government is here.
I would absolutely agree with you.
Slashing and thrashing on the way down.
Well, that's what they've always done. The state's been around for 9,000 years. Their power has both grown and waned in different ways. They have evolved, but they want nothing to do with evolution.
That's why they're the state.
Right. They're an organization.
The name means status quo, as is. This is the way things are.
Yeah. A monopoly doesn't like to evolve, and that's what they are. They're an organization that claims a monopoly privilege and the use of violence in a given landmass. The United States government, and this story shows it as clearly as any, the United States government claims that monopoly privilege all over the planet. I'm going to back that up because they don't just confine themselves to the borders of the U.S. They have high hopes well beyond that. Mm-hmm. They want to spy on everybody saying everything everywhere. And if you don't conform to their little
rules... Well, they didn't get in trouble for that. Yep. They only got in trouble for spying on Americans. So it's totally fine for the NSA to spy on everybody else, apparently.
Angela Merkel wasn't real pleased that they were peeping in on her cell phone.
Sure.
And the Brazilians put out this Internet Bill of Rights thing. So there are other countries. They're like, who do you people think you are?
Oh, sure.
This is part of the whole, I love how the Democrats say, oh, the world likes America better now that Barack Obama's in charge. Oh, really? Under Barack Obama, the world found out that America was spying on them. I really don't think that's the case. I think the world might be getting jaded to a bunch of crap heads, the politicians in the United States are. And by the way, if Americans allow their politicians to continue doing things like this, this is the kind of thing that results in what occurred on 9/11.
Mm.
People around the world don't feel like they have any say in our government, and why should they? Well, they're going to do things that give them a say if they feel like the intrusion is happening.
I don't feel like I have a say in this government, and I live around here.
There are people that have done radical things here in the United States. This is the problem. When you stifle innovation, when you stifle people's voices, this is what happens.
I really don't want a say in this government. I'd rather they just leave me alone.
855-450-3733. Do you feel like you're unheard by the government? 855-453, maybe even more important, do you feel you're heard? I mean, is it the government of the people? Do you feel you're heard? 855-450-3733.
Okay, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Grainger, that's who. I love Grainger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Grainger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Unlike Tums, new Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for combined powerful relief of your worst symptoms of heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kick acid and gas with new Rolaids Advanced.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. It's 855-450-3733. Or you can call us on Skype. The username is lrn.fm. We actually have a call on Skype right now. If you want to do, if you want to get some archives of the show, we've got them available to you for free going back for many years at archives.freetalklive.com. They're MP3s and they're going back, oh, a long time. And, you know, other show hosts, they charge you for that stuff. We don't. We want you to listen to the content if that's what you want. Archives.freetalklive.com. We've got a Skype call. Let's go to Dave in Mississippi, listening on the listen lines, actually. You can find out how to listen on your telephone by going to listen.freetalklive.com.
By the way, more coming up from Edward Snowden as well.
David?
Hey, guys.
Go ahead.
I was browsing my Facebook, and I follow you guys. I like I like Free Talk Live. I'm a libertarian, but I saw a post on Free Teen, and I heard Ian and Chris Cantwell like yelling and like heckling Bernie Sanders, and I was kind of embarrassed to sort of want to associate myself with you guys.
So, Ian, you were bird-dogging Bernie Sanders. This is a tried-and-true sort of alternative media thing to do up here in New Hampshire.
I don't know if that's considered bird-dogging.
That's not bird-dogging?
And if you could pot him down a little bit, I'd appreciate that. I can hear the hiss in the background there.
All right, maybe you should be on the board
more,
here.
I don't think that's bird dogging. Bird dogging is where you get into an audience and ask a question,
okay,
as I understand it. At this particular event, as many of these presidential candidate events tend to do. They, of course, were screening people in advance as far as, you know, who gets to ask a question. It wasn't like it was like an open microphone and people could just line up and ask him things. And so that, I think, would be more of a bird dogging thing where you get kind of chosen from an audience and you actually get the person on the spot in front of a group of people and then you ask them a question. I think that's... I could be wrong, but I believe that's the classic example of bird dogging. What we were doing with Bernie Sanders, and we played the audio from this on last night's show. It was basically the discussion in the first hour last night. But anyway, what we were doing with Bernie Sanders would be more accurately termed an ambush interview,
okay,
meaning that we were not set up to interview him. They didn't know we were going to be there. We knew where he was going to be generally.
Have to announce these things.
Right. We know he was going to be there at a certain time. We discovered the part of the parking lot where it was pretty clear he was going to be. They had two tables blocking off two of the spots right near the back door, so it was pretty obvious they were going to move those tables and Bernie was going to park there. And then, you know, you spit some questions at him as they're going by and you put the results on YouTube. And apparently a lot of people, including you, Dave, are offended by that.
I'm not offended at all. I'm all about, yelling at some politicians. My whole point is, if you're wanting to interview somebody...
Oh, I don't want to interview him.
Okay, well, then don't call it an interview.
I mean, I didn't.
It's an ambush interview, is what he said. I mean, we're trying to come up with a term that, is the best we got.
The word interview is... If you want someone to actually answer...
It's an ambush, okay? That's what it is.
Okay, well, yeah. It's embarrassing to me. It doesn't put any kind of respectable...
I don't consider politicians to be worthy of respect.
I'm not talking about respecting him. I agree with you. I'm talking about the libertarian movement.
The movement!
Ian,
you guys are ruining it!
Hold on. So, okay,
if I had a Bitcoin for every time I've been told I've ruined the libertarian movement, I would be a wealthy man.
You've ruined the libertarian movement. Now get out of here. I want to talk to Dave for a second. So, Dave, I get where you're coming from. I have some questions. First off, are you familiar with the protest song, It Isn't Nice? It's by Barbara Dane.
I love that song. Is that the original writer? I thought it was Melvina Reynolds.
Oh, okay. I know that she's got it, too. I don't know. I've got it here on Barbara Dane. Are you familiar with it, Dave?
I'm down from Mississippi, man. We don't listen to all that.
All right. It says, it isn't nice to block the doorway.
It isn't nice to go to jail. There are nicer ways to do it. But the nice ways always fail. It isn't nice. It isn't nice. You told us once. You told us twice. But if that is freedom's price, we don't mind.
So that's the song.
That's one verse.
And, you know, I mean, it's just a song, right? Like somebody wrote some stuff, and it means what it means. But I guess my question to you would be, if they don't go do this, what should they do? Because the videos, you get the video from being, the going and testifying in front of the hearing doesn't change anything.
My whole thing is, you're shouting at him like that, like a drunk heckler at a comedy club.
I'm sorry, but that is not what was going on here at all. We were asking questions. It wasn't like we were calling him names. You dumb socialist, F you, this and that. No, we asked him legitimate questions about perspectives on issues. Maybe those questions were spoken in a loud tone.
How else are you going to get heard?
Exactly. He's surrounded by his accompaniment.
Dave, I didn't go to this. I don't have a dog in this race, but you didn't answer my question.
What was the question?
What are they supposed to do? These are activists. They want to be active, Dave. And we need things that are successful. And the saying, you embarrass me, I get it. Some of the things they've done in the past have embarrassed me, too. And I'd frankly like to live in a place where my business partner wasn't the nut in the community. But I can't really tell him anything else, right? Like, I have to give him things to do. And frankly, he's done pretty much every time I've given him a suggestion. Well, try doing this. They go out and they try it.
See, my whole point is, go up to Bernie, and not like I know him, but...
You're
going
to get shot going up to Bernie.
No.
I think Chris Cantwell's the only guy with a gun there, but who knows? Could be concealed carriers. Go up to him and do what?
you're obviously a journalist. You've got a press pass.
No, I'm not.
They're not going to let him anywhere near him with a press pass. That, I'm sorry, you are mistaken. That's the reason.
Well, I was near him. I mean, I was right next to him.
They're not going
to
let you ask questions. If you came up to him, excuse me, Mr. Sanders, I'd like to ask you a few questions. They'd say, yeah, we'll just sit back here and, you know, you're never going to get a chance to, man. The doing it the nice way is not. That's not going to be successful.
See, that's what people don't understand, Mark. You know, folks, I mean, God bless you, Dave, but, you know.
How many presidential candidates have you attempted to interview, Dave?
Well, I've talked to Ron Paul once.
Excellent. He's very accessible.
Yeah, he is. He's not like that. He doesn't, you know, hide behind an envelope or whatever.
Ron Paul's talked to Ian, too.
He's a nice guy. He came to Mississippi State. It was a neat little thing. But I haven't talked to any other presidential candidate.
That's kind of the point
here. But Mark, no, come on. I mean, most people aren't going to have the chance to even talk to a presidential candidate. So try locally. See how easy it is to just go and interview a state representative there in Mississippi.
Ask them some hard questions. Yeah. Make sure that they know that you're on the wrong side, because it's not like Ian Freeman can really hide out and pretend that he's one of the socialists.
Yeah, see how easy it is. Just try, you know, call up the press secretary for one of your state reps, because, you know, most places, not New Hampshire, of course, but in most places, these state reps have staff and aides and people that are, you know, paid. Here in New Hampshire, I could just usually call them at their house and talk straight to the state rep. But try to contact the state rep and see if you can get them set up for a tough interview where they're going to be asked questions that they don't know in advance and things like that. And why don't you let us know how that goes?
Well, I'm not to put you down or anything.
Oh, please, put me down. Go for it. I get it all the time.
In Mississippi here, our state reps are actually pretty accessible, a lot like
all
in
right.
the
West. It should be easy for you then.
My wife's calling. I'll have to cut you guys.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Why don't you get back to us when
we've asked you some tough questions. Yep. Get back to us later too, please.
Yeah, when you've successfully contacted your state representatives, because apparently it's so easy to contact them in Mississippi, so shouldn't be a problem whatsoever. And if they're friendly and they, you know, want to make it look like they care about what you think, or, you know, at least want to appear as though they care, then maybe they'll set up an interview with you, and, you know, you can go and ask them some tough questions and let us know how that works out. Because I predict it's going to be a little harder than you think it is.
Yeah. Look, I don't think that you've done anything for liberty by going out and asking a bunch of questions to Bernie Sanders.
No, I wasn't trying to get him to change his mind or anything like that. Although I did slip one of my Philosophy of Liberty flyers into his car, the car that he'd arrived in, the back passengers or the back seat window was open. So I tossed one of my Philosophy of Liberty flyers into the passenger seat up front. So maybe he saw that later.
I'm not sure it changed much, but...
No, I don't think it did either. But by the way, the video that I put up at freekeen.com that people are so in a tizzy about, the part that you don't see on that video is the half an hour of flyering that we did, Derek J. Freeman and I, in the parking lot before Bernie Sanders arrived at this campaign event. There were hundreds of people that were coming into this event, and we probably handed out 100 flyers at least, I would say. I had two big stacks of flyers. We handed out Philosophy of Liberty flyers to all these socialists and other interested parties who were coming to watch him speak.
Not to mention the fact that when you edited the video, you left in the part where you felt like Bernie Sanders burned you or whatever, where he says, "You're rude!" I mean, I think that in and of itself took integrity, because I don't think you'd get that on the local news.
Just all right, there's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE if you think I'm ruining the movement.
855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live, or LRN.FM.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.